This is Dr. Max D. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at this same time. And again, we say each week we are really happy to have you follow along in our radio Bible study. And it is a privilege to have you to do that. And again, we thank you for corresponding with us here and let us know that you're listening, inviting your many friends to do the same. And encouraging to hear from those who say, this is a challenge. Pastor Younce, you have got things stirred up in certain areas. Well, good. If it'll stir them up enough to go to the Bible, that's wonderful. Because you just don't hear many messages like this today. And especially because, oh, you're attacking our church. No, I'm trying to defend the Bible against the attack of your church against the Bible. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to say, this is what the Lord says. Here's is what your church says. That is contradicting what the Lord says. So in reality, I'm not attacking your church, sir. I'm trying to defend the Bible against the attack of your church upon the Bible, you see. Because if you believe your church, they teaches you contrary to the Bible, you'll go right straight to hell when you die. So it's not a game. And you know, many people think, well, oh, you know, how can this big organization, the Roman Catholic Church, oh, how can it's been for years and so forth. Sir, the Lord Jesus Christ has been around a lot longer than your Roman Catholic Church. And Jesus Christ has been from all time and eternity. And when he wrote the Bible and the Holy Spirit, because all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, he doesn't want and he doesn't really care about your philosophy and what you believe and so forth. He said, I wrote it in the Bible right here. If you die without accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and you put all your confidence into a denomination or an organization and you think priests can forgive your sins, you think preachers can forgive your sins, and you're trusting the organization there and so forth to do that, then or you're trusting your baptism. This is a big thing in certain areas. Baptize your babies, and water baptism is going to wash away your sins. We're going to be on that as we continue on, because Lutherans and Catholics and a couple others do the same thing. We're going to examine those verses, and it'll be very interesting to see how they pull them out of context, twist and turn them, and how they make them contradict the clear teaching of the Word of God, that for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, we want to continue on the priesthood here, and I want to start right out here this morning here and go right over to the book of Hebrews here, and let's go here to chapter 7, because we just got on this a little bit, but I want to get on it one more time and to show you here that any priest you have out here that dresses in their black robes or white collar or however they dress, or tell you that they're a priest, they are lying to you. They are not a priest. When Jesus Christ came to this earth and he died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, and then he arose from the dead. You see, the gospel is the good news, how that Christ died, he was buried, he rose again and paid for our sins. And I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ did that for me. And you ought to be too. Because it's the only way you go to heaven. And if you're trying to believe in something else or some other way or being religious or going to church or mommy and daddy had you baptized as a baby and you got your little certificate up on your wall, or the Lutheran preacher or the organization or the Catholic Church has now confirmed you. Confirmed you to what? You know, the confirmation you have, sir, to go to heaven or hell is in the Bible. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. and that's saved from eternal damnation and eternal hell and being under the condemnation of Almighty God, which all of us are, except when we trust Christ. And God has said he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, let's go on here to Hebrews chapter 7, because there's several things we want to see. But we're going here to verse 24 again, because I'd underline this in my Bible. I would highlight it. Because no priest today is a priest. It is manufactured by the religious organization to lie to you that these men are priests of God. They are not priests of God. The priesthood of the Levitical priesthood was to the nation of Israel, and when Christ came, he came unto his own received him not. He died on the cross, he was buried, he rose again to pay for your sins and mine, and when he did that, he became the high priest, and that's the reason that he will not transfer the priesthood, his priesthood. He's the one that shed his blood, because he never dies, he will never die. Therefore, why should the Son of God transfer his priesthood unto a human priest who is a sinner and is going to die, and then another priest has to take his place, as they did in the Old Testament? Why would the perfect Son of God transfer his priesthood to a sinner who's going to die? You say, did you ever think about that? Every person out here is a sinner. I remember a pastor came down to me, he said, have you sinned? I said, sure have. He said, you're a candidate for heaven. I said, oh my, I never heard that before. You know, all these preachers wanted to do is baptize me and tell me I'm all right, sonny, and good boys go to heaven, bad boys go to hell, you better turn or burn, and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I never had one of them show me John 3:16, that God loved the world. And I thought, yeah, he said, and this preacher told me, he said, you know what, God better love sinners because nobody else to love. Amen? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So everybody on the face of the earth is a sinner and under the condemnation of God, and they're on their way to hell. Every person ever born, except babies that have not reached the age of accountability to put into practice what that sinful body will entice them to do, they automatically go to heaven. That's why you don't baptize babies, and that's why Christ never said anywhere in the Bible babies are to ever be baptized, because they automatically go to heaven. And but how many people are brainwashed with that, well, you've got to have your baby baptized. But let's go on down here. I'm getting off the subject just a little bit here. Verse 24, but this man, that's Christ, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Aparabatus. The Greek is A-P-A-R-A-B-A-R-E-A-T-O-S. Aparabatus. Only time it appears in the whole Greek New Testament. And it means untransferable. In other words, sir, any of you earthly priests, evidently you don't understand the Word of God, because Christ is not going to give his priesthood to you. So you're running out here and getting behind the pulpit and standing up with your robes and your garments on. You are not a priest. Christ never gave you the priesthood. And if you had the old Levitical priesthood, you would have to be a Jew and you would have to be a Levite, sir. So you are a phony priest. You are a pretending priest. You are a manufactured priest, but you are not a priest of God, period. So who do I choose to believe? Now, if you're listening, that offends you. Why don't you start reading the Bible? Maybe you'll get unoffended and start offending the priest who claims to be a priest who isn't a priest. Maybe you get a little backbone and go to your priest and say, what in the world are you doing? Why have you lied to me? Why have you done that? You're not a priest at all. Don't you believe the Bible? Here? Doesn't the Pope believe the Bible? Well, if he did, he wouldn't be calling his men priests. In the New Testament, you'll find out that bishops, overseers, and elders are the same synonymous words along with pastor in the book of Ephesians, all for the same office of a pastor. There is another office of deacon, but you never find the word for priest used for the office of a pastor at all. You just don't find it. Not since Christ went to the cross, died, buried, and rose again, because he is our high priest. And every other claim to be a priest is a liar. They are a false teacher. They're a false apostle. And as 2 Corinthians, we find out in chapter 11, says, Satan himself is transformed into a minister of righteousness, and so are those of his ministers. Absolutely. So if you're telling me a priest, sir, you're doing exactly what Satan wants you to do, because you're deceiving the people. You're lying to the people, and you're something you're not. And the Pope says, I want to unite all religions together. Sir, you'll set them up for the Antichrist, and then they'll have to take, when this man comes on the scene, they'll have to take the mark of the beast, 666, on their forehead or on the palm of their hand. And when they do, they'll seal their doom to hell. They're a walking dead man waiting for the lake of fire. And those that refuse you, which will be in the minority, as Christians are today, by far in the minority of the God of this world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Are you unblinded? You following the church? You following false priests that say they're priests? They're not priests. You call them father when you go to church when they're not? Christ said don't do that. Is that what you're doing? You worshiping to Mary? You praying to Mary? And so forth like that. Nowhere do you find it in the Bible. And then we're going to find out, as we go on, that when it comes to the Lord's Supper, they say it's literally the body of Christ. It turns in, that'd be cannibalism. But let's go back to the priesthood here and get a little bit more on this. In verse 24, this man Christ, because he continueth ever, he hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them that to the uttermost, that means completely, that come to him, that come unto God by him. That's how you come to God, by him. Seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. How do we get a Lutheran preacher and well, we get a Catholic priest in there saying, I can forgive your sins and I'm the mediator and you come to me, I'm the big daddy and I'll forgive your sins. Where do you get this stuff at? And you want me to believe this? Well, there are hundreds and thousands of people all over the United States of America and all over the world that don't have anything to do with you because of these lies. And I thank God that I know a lot of them. And a lot of them are my friends. And a lot of them that I've never met that I hear on the radio that preach the same thing we preach. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We have men on the radio in the air around this area. We have some that preach the Bible, some that don't. But thank God for some that do. And they stand on that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are right on. When I listen to some of the other preachers that I hear come over the radio, they're on national TV or national radio, or you see them on TV and so forth, and preaching on the rapture. We led a Lutheran man to the Lord, never heard of the rapture. He'd been raised there ever since he was, he's up in his 60s now. Led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a believer. He knows he's going to heaven now. Never heard of the rapture. Well, the reason is Martin Luther doesn't believe in the rapture. Neither is the Roman Catholic Church. Isn't that amazing? They've been teaching it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Never heard of it whatsoever. And then he heard a man by the name of Stanley down in Atlanta, Georgia, good Bible teacher. And he was preaching on it. He said, Pastor Younts, I listened to him. He said the same thing you did. Have you ever met him? I said, never met him before in my life, but he teaches the Bible. Thank God for a good Bible teacher, huh? You see. Then you get in this area, and never forget, we came to Walnut Grove. We had a little lady running around and saying, beware now, beware, that's a cult church, that's a cult church. Now, she sits at the bars and sucks her liquor in, but she's an authority on the Bible. Had another nice little lady in town. She said, stay with the mainline. Stay with the mainline churches. I wonder how much she knows about the Bible. Yet, these same people never came to me. Never asked me, Pastor Younts, what do you believe? Well, you're listening to it on the radio. I believe the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Him crucified. He was buried. He came to this earth to die on that cross and pay for my sins, and he came to pay for yours. Are you going to substitute water baptism for it? Are you going to say, good morning, Mr. Priest? Or do you only believe there are priests when there are no priests? What are you going to do? You know. Well, maybe you already made a commitment to your organization. Maybe you better start making a commitment to the Bible if you plan on going to heaven, because there's one way to go to heaven, and there's only one way. And you hear this so many times. Oh, well, you know, we're all well-meaning, and it's like a lot of spokes, but they all go to the hub. Satan loves you for that, friend, because there are no spokes that go to the hub. Jesus Christ is the hub, and all the other spokes going out, sir, is man-made religions, and they'll take you right straight out to a flat tire. That's where they'll take you. Right straight into hell. Depart from me, you're cursed. Into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Let's go on down in Hebrews chapter 7. So the priesthood is unchangeable or untransferable. Christ is not going to give it to any of you earthly men, no matter how much you dress yourself up and put your white collar on and your black robe on. You are not a priest. And I don't buy it a bit, neither does God. And you ought to be honest with the people and tell them, you want to be a pastor, but you're not a priest. Wherefore, he's able also to save them. That's anybody to the uttermost. That means completely pay for their sins on the cross. The last words on the cross were, tetelestai, means it is finished. And then we have churches come along and, oh, you got to be baptized. Oh, get your baby baptized. And so forth. Christ said, it is finished. So you can't do anything to merit eternal life and come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth there, make intercession for them. Get this now, again in verse 26, for such a high priest became us, who, holy and harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself. Christ completely paid for my sins. Now, I want to go on to something here, if we can, on over here to the book of Hebrews in chapter 10. Because Hebrews shows us here that Christ is better than the angels, he's better than the law, and so forth. He is better than this, he is better than that. And all the law did was to show us that we are a sinner. Because James 2:10 says, whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet if you offend in one point, you're guilty as if you've broken it all, because there is no sin in heaven, not even one. So if you're trying to be the prima donna and show yourself that you're just a wonderful man, and you could be, but you're not perfect, and one sin will take you right straight to hell, because God's not going to let you into heaven on your own good works, you see. So we come over here, and we notice here in chapter 10, I'd like for you to notice. We're here, and we begin to look here, and you'll notice what it says here in verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified. Sanctification literally means set apart. Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So, Mr. Roman Catholic Church, when you go there every Sunday and have your Mass, and you're crucifying Christ again, putting him on the cross. Sir, he went on the cross over 2,000 years ago. You don't put him on the cross again. You're not crucifying him for me. You're not having a Mass for me, because your Mass can do nothing for me whatsoever, sir. Now, your testimony about Jesus Christ, how that he loved sinners and he came into this world and died for me and paid for my sins and gave his life to save mine, you can tell me that, and if I'll believe it, then I'm saved. I mean, I'm going to heaven, but you performing your little Mass and putting your little cracker in somebody's mouth and so forth like that, and lots of times you don't even let them take the wine, which is probably good because it's liquor anyway. But I'm saying, when we serve the Lord's Supper, I had a man come to me some time ago, and you get more rumors about you in these little towns I've ever seen in my life. I have more lies told about me than I had in 25 years. And one thing or another to destroy you. You know, don't believe what this pastor says. Don't believe it. Don't believe it at all. Of course, they never read their Bible. They sat in the bars, you know, and so forth. Wonderful Christians, you know. But, oh my, will they ever do anything that they can to destroy so nobody will believe what you say? I've never seen anything like it, this area here. I've never experienced that. Previous pastors I've had never experienced anything like it or even come close to it. But anyway, let me go on. It says here, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And get this now in verse 11. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. So you go to Mass, what do you get? Let me ask you a simple question. You go to Mass, and are you told that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? And you need to trust him as your personal Savior, for Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Are you hearing that message? And is the priest telling you, well, you've got to accept Christ personally as your Savior, or you're going to spend eternity in hell? You're not going to hear that in the Roman Catholic Church, because they don't believe that. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved, that's saved from hell. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. In the Roman Catholic Bible, it says not the outcome of works. In the Douay translation there. Do you believe that? Or do you believe what your church teaches, that you've got to have good works to go to heaven, and if you don't have good works, you're anathema? And if you say that you're saved by grace through faith and not of works, this verse is diametrically opposed to the philosophy of the Roman Catholic Church. And they say, if you believe this verse, you're anathema. Now, they don't just reference this verse because they don't want you to see this verse at all. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy has He saved us. Very interesting. We're going to take here, and I'd like for you to follow with me now, and we want to go on back, and I'd like for you to turn right in your Bible, if you're in a position to do so, and I'd like for you to go with me to 1 Peter here in chapter 2. In 1 Peter here in chapter 2 and verse 5 and 9, this is sort of interesting because this will be a shock to you. The priesthood ordained of God to be put out as a pastor does not exist anymore in this day and age, since Jesus Christ was crucified, He was buried, and He rose again. There are no earthly priests today operating as ministers of the church, or pastors, or elders, or bishops, or overseers, all synonymous words. But this is going to be interesting to you because every Christian is a priest king. Did you know that? Are you a Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or are you just comparing yourself with some drunk and saying, I'm better than he is, and you feel good about that, so you feel God will let you into heaven and so forth? Well, He won't. And it doesn't make any difference. You may be better, as far as society's concerned, than a drunk or an alcoholic or a meth user or so forth like that. That could very well be. But you've all sinned, and hell is still the end for both of you. That's pretty hard to examine. God doesn't owe you heaven because you don't do a certain thing or so forth. He doesn't owe any of us that, and has concluded, listen, God knows your heart. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, you see. But we come over here, and we want to look here and see, because if you're a Christian now, you're trusting Jesus Christ, Him crucified, died, buried, paid for your sins, your faith is in Him plus nothing, then you're a Christian. That's the only way you're a Christian. Now, we find out over here in 1 Peter chapter 2, notice in verse 5, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Spiritual sacrifices. We are to pray for people. We are, as Christ is our high priest, we are to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. As He came and died on the cross to pay for our sins, we are, and God has given us that responsibility. Now, we don't walk around and say, oh, I'm a priest, and I put on a robe and a white collar, or I put on a breastplate, or that. No, He's not talking about that at all. As a Christian, the spiritual sacrifices are, I'm going to witness to you about Jesus Christ because I am so grateful that somebody told me that the only way to heaven is through Christ. And Max Hounds, if you'll believe that, if you'll put your trust in Jesus Christ, your full confidence, no doubts whatsoever, He died on that cross and paid for your sins, He promised you that whosoever believeth in Him would never perish but have everlasting life. And I put my trust in Jesus Christ plus nothing. And I know absolutely for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Now, since God said that you are a priest offering up spiritual sacrifices, means I'm not a priest walking around with authority over a certain country or over a certain church or that. That's not it. I'm a pastor of a church, but as a priest offering up spiritual sacrifices, the Lord wants me to do for people what He did for me. Not to die on the cross, because His salvation and His death, burial, and resurrection is a once and for all. He is the perfect Son of God. But spiritual sacrifices are that I can tell other people there's only one way to heaven. I can pray for other people. I can try to the best I can, if someone's in the hospital, to go to that hospital and do the best I can to comfort them and to show them scriptures in the Bible that Jesus Christ loves them. He'll never forsake them. And those kind of spiritual sacrifices is to do anything I possibly can do that is to help people. Those are the spiritual sacrifices. Even praying for those that try to hurt you and try to do things to destroy you. And if you teach the Bible, you're on the firing line, especially in an area like this around here, where it's loaded with Catholicism and Lutheranism. It really is. And they do not like it one bit when you tell the people, those men can't forgive your sins, because that uproots their pride and uproots their authority over you. And they don't take that lightly. And they'll do anything they possibly can to discredit. Don't believe him. Don't pay attention to that preacher. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And yet they want you to follow a dead man, Martin Luther, that's been dead for approximately 500 years. How foolish. Martin Luther was a sinner. That's why he died. In closing, we want to go on because next week we're going to finish up with the priesthood. And we're going on to the taking of the Lord's Supper and how the priests say that they have some power with their words, that when they put that wafer in your mouth, it turns into the actual body that Jesus Christ had when he walked this earth. They call it transubstantiation, and I call it the biggest lie out of hell I have ever heard. We're going to get that and see where they get it from, how they twist it to deceive you. In closing, these messages are brought for one reason, to try to convince you that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. I realize also that I will generate probably more hate than you can imagine by religious people that care less about Jesus Christ, but just belong to a religious church, a big organization, and they feel comfortable being deceived by Satan that they're all right. Well, you are not all right. So if you die and go to hell, I'll tell you one thing. Don't say that Max Younce didn't tell you or Pastor Younce didn't tell you, because I did tell you. You see, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I hope you'll trust the one that loved you more than anybody in the world. His name is Jesus, died for you, paid for your sins, and offers eternal life 100% free to you if you'll believe it. I hope you will. Well, we hope that you will invite your friends to join us next week. And as our time is gone here, we'd just like to say this to you, that our church service begins at 10 o'clock till 11 on Sunday morning, Sunday evening from 6 o'clock to 7, our youth group from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and our website is www.heritagebbc.com. Keep looking up and ever praying, even so come, Lord Jesus.